Welcome to Ballpark Nuts with Caleb, Bryson, Marshall, and Chase. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Write That Down. We got a little bit of a twist on the end of our episode here, so I'll just let Caleb take it away.
Alrighty, so this is week 7 of Write That Down, and we have a few predictions come off the board this week. Myself, I had a very rough week. I started off with my first prediction was Dominican Republic will win the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Not even close.
Didn't even make it. Tough.
My second one was Canada will advance the knockout stage of the World Baseball Classic. Couldn't beat Mexico, got stomped by them, so that's wrong. And my third prediction was World Baseball Classic playoffs. I wrote down Cubs, but that must be Cuba beats Australia and Japan beats Italy, and both teams combined got to win by at least 10 runs. Cuba beat Australia by 1, and I believe Italy lost by 6, so that's an L. And then my last L was Canada and Colombia will combine for over 11 and a half runs. They only scored 5.
Yikes, that is
a tough week.
Chase had a good week. He said Yankees will defeat the Blue Jays, which was on Tuesday. That is correct.
The 10-3. Only one they had.
Yeah. And his last prediction was Venezuela will finish first in Pool D, which was correct. Woo, go Chase.
Very nice.
Let's go Chase. Baby.
Bryson also had 2 predictions come off the board. He said Canada will defeat Colombia on March 14th. That was correct. And then he said, I believe this was last Tuesday, was he said Cade Cavalli will have over 2.5 Ks versus the Mets. He only recorded 1. That was either Monday or Tuesday. Then Marshall said Mexico would advance to the knockout stage. That was correct. And Canada, USA will have a 0-run 4th inning, which is also correct.
Holy.
And he said Lance Lynn would give up at least 2 runs against Canada. That is incorrect. He pretty only cool. gave up 1. Alrighty, so week 7 predictions, and I'll start us off with my first prediction is Blue Jays will win the season series against the New York Yankees this year.
The one that we're going to or what?
No, just the season series, like whatever games they play.
Do you know how many games they play?
No idea. I just...
So do you want to go with tie and or win?
Not win. Win.
Just win? Okay.
Just right. Win.
That's respectable. Should be a
50-50. I think this is the year where the Blue Jays take over. All 3 of my predictions are Blue Jays related, by the way.
Nice.
Alrighty, so Chase.
Yankees related.
Chase, your first prediction.
Okay. I got Jason Dominguez is going to get a nice phone call this season at some point. He's playing his first MLB game.
This season?
Yeah.
All right. Just no, I guess, September call-ups will probably be the...
Yeah. Just at some point during the season, he'll get called up. I know he wasn't expected to, but I think with how good he played in the preseason...
They'll be like 20 games under 500, and I'll may as well call the new guys up. Not getting any fans.
Right.
Alrighty, Bryson, your first prediction.
All right, my first prediction is that Nick Lodolo will have over 2.5 Ks in his start versus the Los Angeles Angels tomorrow, which is Monday, March 19th.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, little one coming off the board quick.
Yeah, I wanted to get a few off the board early. I've been going for a lot of long-distance homers, so trying to get some ones off the board quick. And he pitched 3 innings in his last 2 starts, so I think 3 Ks in 3 innings is doable. So
yeah, a lot of the pitchers are going deeper into games now because Manoah had pitched 5 innings today for the Jays.
Yeah, so it's stretched going out longer. But just to be safe, I'll say two and a half.
We're 11 days away from opening day, and when this episode comes out tomorrow, Monday, we're 10 days away.
Ooh, baby. All righty. Marshall.
I'll go with my first one. All right, I got the Red Sox beating the Orioles in the first series of the season. It's a 3-gamer, so there's no ties. It's they're winning 2 out of 3.
All right, I have something that involves that series coming up here.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Alrighty. I guess that means I'm up now. So let's just say that prediction now.
Okay.
Opening day parlay, Blue Jays, Yankees, and Red Sox will all win on opening day.
I like it. They'll take over. I like it.
Showing the Yankees some love for once. I thought I would.
I hope you're right.
Feels good.
Three-leg parlay. I think Blue Jays play Cardinals, Yankees play the Giants, and Red Sox play the Orioles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy seeing the Red Sox lose.
Those are some good opponents, though. Those are some good opponents.
I think Orioles are going to get off to a slow start this year.
They're tight matchups.
Yeah. Alrighty, Chase, your second prediction.
Okay. I have USA versus Japan in the finals for the World Baseball Classic. USA is taking the dub.
USA beats
Japan.
Alrighty.
As of right now, USA just dusted Cuba. So they're in. But Japan has to beat Mexico still.
Sleep on Mexico, boys.
By the time this episode's out, we'll know if it's Mexico or Japan.
That game going on right now?
No, it's going to be right away.
I thought it was tomorrow at 7.
Oh, is it? Maybe I'm.
Or 6. One of the two. Whatever.
Let me check. I
could be wrong, but I thought it was tomorrow.
I didn't look that closely. But
it'll probably be tonight, I would think, wouldn't it?
It'll be up, open up.
Or are they? Oh, they're probably all in Miami now, so it'll probably be tomorrow.
Write that tomorrow down. They'll play tomorrow. Oh.
20th at 7 p.m.
Okay. Eastern.
So, yep. Yeah. So we'll find Monday evening. We'll find out if Mexico or Japan's playing, but I'm taking U.S. over Japan.
I like it.
Alrighty. So that means, Bryson, you're up with your second prediction.
Well, I'm just telling you in advance, that one's going to be wrong. So you could probably just mark it wrong because Japan's going to win because I called it like before it started. So
Bryson has Japan and Chase has U.S. on their predictions.
Oh, boy. I love it.
My second prediction is also has to do with the Orioles and Red Sox first series. So that's interesting. But I'm saying Corey Kluber will give up over 2.5 earned runs in his opening day start versus the Orioles.
Oh, yeah, I can see it. That's kind of going opposite with me and Caleb, though. We got the Red Sox winning, so.
Yeah, I can still see the Red Sox definitely winning, but I just think that Kluber is dust at this point. So, yeah, I mean, he's kind of hit and miss, though. Like, sometimes he shows, like, flashes, and then other times he's just horrible, so.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. Kluber's so, yeah.
I just had to double check there. I was reading Bryson's prediction. I was like, oh. Do the Orioles have 12.5 losses yet? But nope, still on the board.
They won both games today.
They got still 10, on the board.
What are they at, 10? 10.
12 and 10.
They're clinging.
What, 12.5 or 12?
It says under 12.5, so.
Oh, yeah. So 12, 13, they need 13 to lose.
13 losses, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Already, Marshall.
Already, well, here's... I got... there's two ways to pronounce this guy's name. It's either Rasmussen or Rasmussen. I don't know. But for the Rays, I got him having a winning record in 2023. Nothing special, but I just got him having a winning record.
All right.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be
1-0 then injured for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Or 0-1.
Tragic.
Yeah, I got him with a winning record.
Alrighty. So I forgot to mention that we are going down to 3 predictions. Each because it's getting up there where we are having a lot come off the board, so we got to take more time. And then we're playing Jeopardy after, so stay tuned.
Yep, we got a fun ending to our episodes now.
Alrighty, so yeah, our last podcast, you're talking about shortstops, and I had the bold take with Bo Bichette being better than Trey Turner. So I'm going to back that up with Bo Bichette will have a higher average than Trey Turner at the end of April.
Oh, you're just going after Trey.
Yep. I have to back it up. Bobichet will have a higher average than Trey Turner at the end of April. Write it down.
He's making a claim for himself right now. He's going off.
Yeah, he's going to be all tired and Bo's just ready. Ready to flow, you know. Alrighty, Chase, your final prediction.
Final prediction. I got Ohtani's going to get traded at the deadline. Big.
Whoa. Actually, I can see it too.
He's a free agent at the end of the season, so.
Maybe I just saw a report. He doesn't want to sign.
Yeah, I just saw a report that the Angels owner said they haven't even started talking about an extension with him yet. So,
not a good
sign. He's going to get paid.
Yeah. Guys,
Honestly, I can see him like getting traded to a contender and then like going to some dust team. They'll pay him an arm and a leg. Yeah, like I think with Ohtani, he's gonna get traded to like I don't know, like a Blue Jays. I don't know.
He's gonna
like, not like a Yankees, like, you know, like the rich ass teams.
Yeah,
I think he's gonna get traded to like one of those like middle tier teams and then sign a huge contract with the Yankees, like they usually do with big name players.
Gonna go to
Oakland. Oakland can't afford him. More than their
he's gonna be their whole payroll. They'd have to go into debt to get him. Take out loans.
Gotta get that American Express to pay for him. Get the American Express.
Just take out all the 14 credit cards.
Just to pay Ohtani.
Rogue gonna convert that into his Japanese currency, and it's just gonna be like an absolute
20. The Bill Gates of Japan.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Bryson, your final prediction.
All right, my final prediction is that with Edwin Diaz being out for the year for the Mets, that Adam Ottavino will get the first save chance for the Mets this season.
Is he out for the season?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He should be calling around trying to find another closer.
Yeah, now watch out. Like it next week, though, Bryce Williamson. But
Aroldis Chapman.
Hey, Roberto Osuna's still around. He's a free.
I got to sign baseball at home if anybody needs.
At CK Sports Cards.
Alrighty, Marshall.
All right,
you better end this with a banger.
I will. I got Brandon Donovan will hit at least 10 home runs this year. He hit 5 last year. He's not a big power guy, so.
Yeah, all right.
400 at-bats with 5 homers, so I think it's fair to say 10.
Yeah.
Because an average guy gets, 500 ABs? Roughly 500, 600?
Yeah, usually around there.
If you add that, last year you would have maybe hit 6 or 7. So yeah. I'm going to say 10.
All right.
I like it. Alrighty, so that is it for week 7. I write that down. But wait, we still have more on this episode.
There's more.
Someone played the Jeopardy theme song. That's Family Feud.
Close enough.
Alrighty, so we are going to be playing MLB Jeopardy. So basically, we have 4 categories: 2022 player stats, 2022 season, like teams, like stats, MLB fantasy, and guess the player. It's Jeopardy rules. Like there, you can 100, whatever. If you get it right, you get that money. If you get it wrong, you get money deducted. And whoever has the most money wins. And we will start with Bryson. We'll let Bryson go first.
I'm up first. Okay.
And then there's actually, I forgot to mention before we start, some questions that are like 50-50. And I'll say if it is. Well, you should know in the question. And then there's going to be some where you can kind of steal points.
Okay.
But we'll say if you go to steal points, you can still, if you get it wrong when you try to steal, like we'll say buzz in, like say I got it, but if you get it wrong, you still lose money. We'll say
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So you gotta be careful.
So we'll start with Bryson. You can go first.
Oh boy.
All right. Let's go my favorite. Let's go MLB fantasy for 100.
100? All right.
Yeah.
Weak. Too easy.
Who scored more fantasy points this year? Freddie Freeman or Paul Goldschmidt?
Ooh.
I gotta turn this music off.
Look up the music.
I got this. Came with it.
Yeah, we're gonna get DMC'd or something. Or episode's gonna get canceled.
Yeah.
Copyrights. Yeah. I'm gonna go Goldie.
I don't think so.
Freddie Freeman. That is incorrect. You'll be the whatever that hammerhead shark minus 100.
Minus 100.
Wanted to be the pterodactyl.
I'm fine with the hammerhead if you want.
Okay, we'll go Marshall next. No, Chase.
No,
Marshall. Marshall.
Let's go. All right, I'll go. Oh man, I'll go 2022 season team for 100.
100. Okay.
Yeah.
Your question is, who had the least amount of wins in 2022 for team?
I should know this, man. Is it the obvious?
Well, it's like a crop team. There's
a couple of them.
I'm gonna go. I gotta go with the. I'll go with the A's.
That is incorrect. So
buzz,
Chase.
Buzz.
Chase.
I think. Nice. I think I want to go. I got two teams. I think I gotta go Reds.
That is incorrect, Chase.
Oh, buzz.
Bryson?
Right to the steal.
Wait, now I don't know. I'm second guessing myself. I'm gonna go with the Tigers.
Incorrect.
That's the Nats. I forgot about the
Nats. That's it. Everyone guessed. Nationals.
I thought for sure Chase was getting that, man.
Everyone is. Bryson's at minus 200, and everyone else at minus 100. So that leaves it. Chase.
This is like golfing, right?
Yeah, we want the lowest score, I think.
Yeah.
Chase, you're up.
We sold, man.
I'll go guess the player 100.
100? Alrighty. So, made his major league debut at the age of 19.
Yep.
Played for the Dominican Republic at the World Baseball Classic.
Yep.
Won the World Series in 2019. Was traded in a deal that involved former Yankee Luke Voit.
Is that Soto?
That is correct.
That's nice.
Ding. Juan Soto. Oh,
another tracker.
Ding. Alrighty, that leaves us with Bryson back on the clock.
Oh, man, I gotta get some money back. I'm going to go... I'm going to go 2022 player stats for 200.
2022 player stats for 200?
Yeah.
Alrighty. I feel like Bryson should know this one. Okay, with a crazy 6.31 ERA, this pitcher had the highest ERA for a pitcher that threw at least 100 innings.
Gotta be Patrick Corbin.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
I accidentally wrote down Corbin Carroll for some reason, but that is correct.
He probably would have a 6 ERA if he tried to pitch.
Alrighty, Marshall, you're up.
All right, give me MLB Fantasy for 200.
Ooh.
MLB Fantasy for 200. Sorry, I forgot to add in more money for Bryson there. Alrighty.
Payday.
Back at zero.
MLB Fantasy for 200. Which third baseman recorded the most fantasy points last year? And fantasy points are in the league.
I think I know.
Oh, man. Oh, I have to. I got to go Arenado.
That is incorrect.
Buzz.
I think Chase was first. Chase?
Machado?
That is incorrect.
Oh, buzz.
Bryson?
Jose Ramirez?
That is correct.
Let's go.
Oh, I guess.
It would have been Machado, 200. But he was injured for a bit. Or he's out for a bit.
Alrighty, so who just went?
Me.
I'm up now, I think.
Okay, Chase, you're up.
I want MLB Fantasy 300.
MLB Fantasy 300?
Yep.
Chase. Okay, alrighty. Here we go. Besides Ohtani, which pitcher had the most total fantasy points last year?
Cole.
What was that?
Cole. Garrett Cole.
That is incorrect.
Buzz.
Bryson?
Sandy Alcantara?
That is correct. Bryson dominating right now.
Absolutely.
Alrighty, so we're back up to Bryson, I believe.
Cole got lit up too many times.
Okay, so halfway point. We have Bryson leading with plus 500.
Oh, yikes.
Then we have Marshall. Wait.
No, I can't. I'm at minus 300.
I'm way negative.
Hold up. Oh, fuck.
I'm at like negative 6. Whoa.
Sorry. Oh, shit. That's so annoying.
Technical difficulties.
That's the sound the app makes. And then Chase is last at minus 600.
I was going to say, I'm negative. And
Marshall's minus 300.
I'm 300, yeah.
Okay, so we're at Bryson?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do 2022 player stats for 300.
300? Alrighty.
Has the 200 been taken yet for his player stats?
Yeah.
No. Yep, just the 100. Alrighty, this is a this could be tough. Who hit more home runs last year? Aaron Judge?
What?
Whoa.
Or Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Shohei Ohtani combined?
Oh. I think.
I'm gonna go with. This is a tough one. Oh. I'm just gonna guess myself. I'm gonna take Judge.
That is incorrect.
That's what Ohtani already in.
It was 66 combined. Judge had 63. I wanted to throw that in there just to like second guess you guys. Like it was kind of.
Yeah.
Was Ohtani like 41 and Vladdy like 20 some?
It was. It was like 30. I think it was like 33 and 30. Oh, I don't even know. It was above Judge. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Okay, Marshall, you're up.
Well, there's still player stats for 100.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go with that then.
Player stats for 100.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Who led all MLB in batting average?
Oh, come on.
Oh, I swear if I choke this, man. I gotta go Arise, man.
Beep, 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 buzz, 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 buzz,
buzz. That is incorrect, Marshall. Chase.
McNeil.
That is correct.
Oh, I'm an idiot, bro.
Put some money in the bank, bro.
Okay, so Chase, you're up.
This is only 100.
Guess a player 200.
Guess a player 200? Okay. Alrighty. Okay, now I know the player. Alrighty. Has played for 5 teams in his major league career.
Okay.
Has a career ERA of 3.11. He's a 3-time Cy Young winner and won a World Series in 2019.
Scherzer?
That is correct, Chase. Nice. Woo!
Oh, nice.
Most, man.
And that means we're back up to Bryson.
All right, I'm going to go big. Let's go MLB Fantasy for 500.
MLB Fantasy for 500.
That's a fat paycheck.
Who? Okay, this is like our fantasy baseball league.
Yeah.
We're in. Oh, Bryce, were you in the first year?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, so this might be a little tough for you. Who was the first player ever drafted in the fantasy baseball league in 2019?
Ooh. Oh, I have no idea.
That's absolute shock.
I feel like that's tough for Bryson.
I feel like
can I have a different –
No. I actually, when I made this question, I thought you were in the league at the time.
Yeah, this is slightly unfair, but all right, I guess I'll just guess off the top of my head. I don't know. I can't even come up. I don't even know.
It does take a wild guess. Pretty good player.
Acuna, I guess.
That is incorrect.
Can I buzz? Can I buzz, 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 bro? I need hold this.
Up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Marshall, you can.
For some reason, this guy's going through my head. We were talked about this before. Is it Chris Bryant?
That is incorrect.
No.
I don't want to cry.
Chase, you're up. If you want to take a shot or you want to not risk it.
No, I'm going to pass. I don't know.
Who was it?
Already, it was Mookie Betts.
What happened? What was Chris Bryant? Wasn't I forget?
That was last year he was drafted. Like,
wait, did Marshall have that Mookie Betts pick?
Yeah, it says Shally Wizard.
Yeah, Marshall picked that. I think I remember.
Guys, it was 4 years ago. How am I supposed to remember that?
Yeah,
at least you're in the
Marshall. Marshall, everyone's in. Okay, so far Marshall and Bryson are tied.
No. I'm way lower than Bryson.
Oh wait, no, never mind. I keep forgetting Marshall's a pterodactyl. Chase and Bryson are tied.
What am I, minus 800 right now?
Minus 900.
What are we and Bryson at?
Minus 300.
Okay.
What's left for season
two? I feel like there should be an asterisk next to my name.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll give you guys what's left. So who's up?
It's me.
Okay, so this is what's left on the board. Player stats, 400 and 500.
Okay.
Team, 200, 300, 400, 500.
Okay.
Fantasy 400 and guess the player 3 to 500.
Yeah, all right.
I'll have to go with a 2022 season. Give me, man. I gotta just ball out, don't I?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I gotta go five, man.
500 season team.
I'm so screwed, man.
Alrighty, in correct order.
No.
Oh boy.
No.
In correct order, what was the NL Central standings?
Yo.
NL Central, bro. I gotta remember which one that is. Either. Is that the Stros? That's not even the Stros, bro. I'm screwed. Give me a team on them. Give me.
Okay, I'll give you. It's the Central Division. That's NL.
I know that. I know that.
Great help.
Okay, I'll give you help. Cubs. There's a team.
Oh, I'm screwed, bro. Give me. I'm not even gonna get the five right, bro. All right. Give me the Cardinal. Give me the Cardinals. Oh, I don't even know where to go from here. Brewers.
Yikes.
Cubs. I don't know, man. Rangers.
Oh no, that's it. You're wrong.
Did I have the first three right?
Rangers.
Did I have the first three right? I'm thinking of Central. I was thinking of Central. I'm like, Texas is pretty middle.
I mean, can I buzz in? I want to try.
Yeah.
But it's worth a shot. Okay, I'll go Cardinals, Brewers, Cubs, Pirates. Oh, here's the fifth team in that division. it's the Reds.
Ding, 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 ding.
Let's go.
Correct.
This is broken, man. Why do
we?
Almost forgot about the Reds.
He's in the Central, bro. That's
you got the first three right, boys. And I was like, he's definitely looking it up right now. It's like,
no.
Already.
I always forget about the Reds.
Chase, you're up.
Okay. Well, seeing as how I've only gotten guess the player right, why don't we follow guess player 500?
500.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Ooh. This is gonna be tough.
Alrighty. 2-time Cy Young winner. He was a former Yankee. He signed a contract with 3 AL East teams, has a career 3 ERA, and has played on 5 teams in the last 5 years.
A former Yankee, you said?
Yep.
Former Yankee, 2-time Cy Young winner?
Yeah. And what played on 5 teams in 5 years and has signed a contract to 3 of the 5 AL East teams.
And is he active?
Yeah.
Okay. Why does this seem like it should be easy? I don't know.
Is it Kluber?
That is correct, Chase. It is Corey Kluber.
Chase. Nice.
Holy smokes.
So Chase is cleaning up that category.
Y'all are making me look like garbage out here.
Alrighty, Bryson, you're back up.
All right. I'll do guess the player for 400. That's available, right?
Player 400? Alrighty. Here's your clues, I guess. Made his MLB pitching debut for the Tigers in 2014.
Got it.
Led the MLB in strikeouts in 2021. Has signed a contract worth over $100 million and has won at least one Cy Young.
Okay, wait.
I'm almost certain I got it.
I think I have it too, but Chase, you can go first. Cause
no, well, I can't. Bryson's.
Yeah, no. Sorry, can you say the clues again once more?
Okay, made his MLB pitching debut for the Tigers in 2014.
No, it's not.
Yet.
Led the MLB in strikeouts in 2021. Has signed a contract worth over $100 million and is a Cy Young winner.
Cy Young winner. Is it 2021? Who had a good year in 2021? I feel like everyone did. Was that the lockout year?
2014.
2014 was a long time ago.
10 years almost, boys. I'm going to take a guess at it if you get it wrong. But
yeah, you go. Who's a good pitcher? Okay,
I'm going to just...
Feels like this one's a lot harder than the Kluber one.
Oh, I definitely don't have it then, but I'm going to go for it anyway.
Well, I don't know. Well, that's I just feel like you guys are taking forever.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna take. Well, I think he led in 2021. Is it Corbin Burns?
That is incorrect.
Buzz.
Marshall.
Give me Verlander.
Incorrect.
See, that's who I was thinking, but Verlander's rookie year 2009.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's a lot older.
Chase,
than that.
You're gonna take a shot at it, or are you done?
Oh wait, is it? I think I know it now.
Last guess.
2014.
I wouldn't, what if I was you, Chase, bro?
Who came out of Detroit in 2014 is what I'm trying to think. I don't have a guess.
No?
No. Nah.
You're not buzzing in?
No. Nah.
Correct answer was Robbie Ray.
Yeah.
Oh, never. Man, that's what I was thinking.
I didn't know he came out of Detroit.
I didn't know he, yeah.
See, as soon as you said Detroit, I was like, that's Verlander. But then I was like, Verlander's rookie year is 09, I'm pretty sure.
Who was also with Verlander as a young Detroit? Was
Scherzer?
It Scherzer? Yeah, I was going to say. I was going to guess him, but I was like, there's no way because he was hurt, wasn't he? In 21? Maybe.
And we already had Scherzer on guess the player.
Right.
Okay, who initially started that one? Was it Chase? Or
Chase? That's me. No, Bryson, sorry.
Okay, Marshall, you're up.
No, it's me. It's me,
Yeah,
all right. At minus $1,800, Marshall.
I'm broke. Give me the highest. Give me fantasy 400.
Fantasy 400?
Yeah.
Actually, I think this one was kind of easy, if I remember.
Don't say that because I'm getting it wrong.
Who led all MLB in points by a relief pitcher? Strictly relief pitching. I took out anyone that had like who started most of the year and had relief eligibility.
Mm. Oh, man. Give me Emmanuel Clase.
That's
right.
Is
let's go
correct.
Let's go.
There we go, Marshall. Already, so all the fantasy is gone now. Okay. And that leaves us with Chase, who is leading. All
right, what do we have left?
We have 400 and 500 of player stats.
Yep.
200, 300, 400 a team, and we have 300 guess the player.
Why don't I just knock it out? Guess the player 300.
Alrighty, here we go, Chase.
Alright.
Alrighty. Was drafted by the Red Sox in 2007, but never played a major league game for them. He made his debut in 2011 with the Padres. Was then traded from the Padres to an NL Central team. Wow. And then was traded at the 2021 deadline to an AL team. AL East team.
From the Padres to the AL East.
No, Padres to the NL Central, then NL Central to AL East at the deadline of 2021.
Oh, boy.
I have a guess.
I don't. Oh, boy.
Just guess so I can guess, bro. I need these points.
Trying to think of who got traded at the 2021 deadline.
I'm almost certain, though.
I feel like I know this.
Oh, I forgot to mention, it is a batter.
What?
It's a batter.
Oh, I'm screwed up.
I think I know.
I was about to say Kevin Gausman, bro.
What? 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 That's a guess and a half. Why?
Yikes. I have nothing. I literally
just,
have nothing.
Just throw a name out there.
O'Neal?
I feel like I know this only because of fantasy.
That's incorrect. So, Bryson, you're up.
Is it Benintendi?
Wrong.
Oh, what? He was definitely traded. Oh, no, that was last year. That's 2022.
Marshall, are you...
Oh, man. To an AL East team?
Oh,
I mean, I kind of have to guess it because I'm so screwed with bankruptcy right now.
Everyone's in debt right now.
You're so far in debt.
I honestly...
I love debt.
AL East, bro. I don't even. No, I'm not gonna guess because I wouldn't even. I wouldn't.
I am disappointed in you guys. It was Anthony Rizzo.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, I was a Yankee.
Yeah. Shoot. Yeah, that's tough.
So that leaves us with Bryson. I'll do the scores first. So first place is Chase at minus $100.
Nice.
Second is Bryson at minus $500. Wow. And last is Marshall at minus $1,400.
Let's go, baby.
Alrighty, Bryson, you're up.
Okay, sorry, I don't know. I don't remember what's left.
Player stats, 400 and 500. Team, 200, 300, 400.
All right, let's go for a big one. Let's go team 400.
Team 400. Which team led the MLB in home runs last year?
Led the MLB, the whole MLB in home runs? Oh, man. Who hits dingers? Frick.
I have a guess.
I mean, I feel like I got to take this guess because like it just makes the most sense to me. But is that necessarily the case? Like, I have a – oh, man. This is big because, like
– this is massive.
I got it. I'm just going to go with it.
Right, I'm tied, brother.
I'm going with it because it just makes most sense to me because they had the guy who had the most home runs in the league. I'm going to go with the Yankees.
Bryson.
Buzz.
Oh, we got it. That is correct. It was the New York Yankees.
Oh, let's go.
Astros, bro.
Open.
I feel like I was like, it has to be them.
Marshall, you're up.
All right. Well, give me the last team one.
300?
300, yeah.
Hit.
Me and Bryson are
tied. Oh, this is kind of tough. Which MLB division combined for the most wins in 2022?
MLB division?
Yeah.
Oh.
MLB division, bro. I got it.
I think I might have a guess.
Well, there's only six possible answers.
True.
I know, like, I want to say the Dodgers one, bro, but I also want to say the AL East just simply because they have so many, like, good teams but not terrible teams. And the Orioles had a decent year. Just give me the NL East.
Buzz.
Chase.
I want to go East, AL East.
Better not be. You've
nah.
got to be kidding me, bro. You've got to be kidding me, bro. I explained my reasoning and still didn't go with them.
Alrighty, Chase, you're up. This is big points here.
I would have thought NL West, but the Padres just didn't come out to play. Honestly, I think NL West in 2021.
NL West was first or second. They were second.
I think they would have been first in 2021 with how well San Fran did that year.
Yeah, I agree.
No way I said NL East, bro. I was thinking Dodgers and I said the East Coast. Oh, I'm losing my mind, boys.
Alrighty, so Chase, this will be your last. This will be your last go.
Okay, what do I have? I got a player.
Yeah, so you're up. Okay, so here's the points. Chase, you're first with plus 200.
Yeah.
Bryson's second at minus 100. And then Marshall's minus 1,700.
Okay.
And we have 400, 500 of player stats and 200 a team.
There's potential for you two to win.
500 of team?
500 on player stats and, yeah.
All right, 500 team.
Player stats is 500.
Oh, okay. 500 player stats.
This is risky because this is the lead right here. Okay, this isn't bad. Okay. Chase, you got to name five players that finished the top 10 in average last year.
All right. McNeil, Arise.
Okay, hold up. I got to get my list out.
This is solid. I like this one.
Okay, go.
McNeil, Arise, Judge. I'm locked in for sure on those three.
Yeah.
Now the four and five.
By the way, if you name a guy and it's wrong, you lost. Like,
yeah, that's fair. Oh boy. Who else was sitting there in like 309 kind of average? I think I'm going to get wrong. J-Ram?
That's wrong, Chase.
Shoot. Oh, for it, man. Or do you want to go for it? I'll go for it anyway.
Well, if you want to, if you said first, wrong, you can go.
Yeah. All right, I'll go Arise, Judge, McNeil, Goldie.
Oh, come on.
And, bro, was his other corner on the Cardinals there too, bro? And, oh, no. No.
I can't believe I forgot Goldie.
Yeah, that is tough. I'll go.
That's tragic.
Yeah, Arenado. I have no idea.
Oh, okay, I'm going to go just because I think you have four good ones. And I think my fifth one. Okay, so yeah, McNeil, Goldie, Judge, and Arias. And then I think the only fifth one I could think of that would be up there is Freddie Freeman.
Oh, that's hitting. No.
Just kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh. I was like, what? That guy always hits the least.
I can't believe I didn't get Goldie Freeman. That's tragic.
Caleb, but
I probably would have forgot Goldie too, to be honest.
If I would have said Tim Anderson, would I have been wrong?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, who just went? That was Chase?
Yeah.
Okay, Bryson, you're up.
And then there's players. There's
two left. Player stats, 400. Team, 200.
Okay, I'm going to play same. Take team for 200.
Yeah, that's fair.
How many teams won 100 games last year?
Oh.
Wow. Oh, I think.
That's tough, actually.
I think I got it. If you get it wrong, I got to guess.
Okay, so we got the Dodgers definitely were one.
Yep.
The Mets and Braves, I think, both did. So that's 1, 2, 3. I feel like I'm forgetting a team. Oh, and then obviously Houston because they mashed last year. Mm-hmm. So those are fifth one. Did the Yankees get 100? I feel like they didn't. I feel like that was a thing last year. They just missed it because they were close.
Oh man, I don't know. I'm just gonna go.
I'm just gonna stick with those four.
You're going. You're going with four?
Yeah, I don't think there's a fifth. If there is, I forget them.
I think you cashed.
I got the cash.
Yeah.
Yankees.
Oh yeah, I thought I remember reading that they were just short.
Yeah.
What'd they get, 96?
99.
Marshall, you're up for the last question.
Give it to me.
Is Bryson first? Shit.
Oh, yeah. Bryson's at 500. You're at minus 300. And
so it's locked. I'm just going to finish the question.
Okay. So, no, we're going to make a rule here. You got to get this question. Like, you got to answer the correct person. Just to make things interesting. Okay, who led the American League in stolen bases last year? Starting with Marshall.
The American League? Stolen bases?
American League?
Honestly, wouldn't even know where to start, bro. Just because he was high last year, I'm going Jorge Mateo.
Ooh.
Well, I was hoping for a little drama between Chase and Bryson, but Marshall got it right.
Nice guess, Joe.
That was 10 times 10 points, wasn't it?
I was torn between him or John Birdie. Those are my two.
John Birdie was NL.
NL.
All right, yeah. See, that was
alrighty, so that's it for good Jeopardy, on, and I believe that is our champ is Bryson.
Well, that just came down to the wire.
That really did.
We're gonna have to run that back.
I'll make another one for next week.
That was fun. I like that.
That's fun. Yeah, that's fun.
All righty, Chase. You want to close her out for this episode?
Yeah. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed our episode with our little Jeopardy twist at the end. That was a fun time. That's some good stuff in there. I hope everybody enjoyed. And
great time.
Guess we'll see you in the next one.
See ya.
Deuces.